CTY Mobile.
CTY, KO4 NUE. Hey, Daniel, how are you, bud?
I am doing good. Are you still at the camp, or did you head home?
Just packed up this morning. Gary came and ate breakfast with me and Chris this morning, and we had some pretty good fellowship, and had a big breakfast, and then I packed everything up, and I'm headed toward Ryobi and Pickens to pick up a couple of items, and then I'll be headed to the house. So, have you tried the antenna out yet?
It was try to help get the kids to bed and take care of all of that.
First, Mama, get that tail.
Ain't that the truth? She had already had a full day, so when I got home, I'll try to help take over and try to help facilitate whatever needed to be done. So I got the kids down. We enjoyed a little bit of family time and then put them down. So it was good. But no, I didn't get to try it. I was actually hoping to maybe try it later this afternoon. See how well it works. But I found that video. I'll have to send that video of the radio to see what you think.
I mean, I don't know, Daniel. The only thing I can think of is that it is, when you put an alternate antenna on it, it's like if the receive sig is, it's not able to squelch things out. I don't know. I've been thinking about it, though, but, I mean, for what the thing cost, just try another one, I guess, and see kind of what happens. But, I mean, it didn't do it with mine, so I know it's isolated to the antenna. I mean, the radio.
The radio, so I was going to look at that Yaesu that you have and probably try that. I forgot to write it down, but what was the name of that website you were telling me about?
X Engineering. And ham radio outlet, either one of those are pretty good sources. But me and Chris, that's what we carry, is the FT65. It's dual band, does AM, FM, weather reports. It's got a lot of features. It's not a pretty radio, but it's a brick, if you know what I mean. And we put them through the paces up here. I mean, they get treated pretty rough, and we hadn't had the first issue with them. And Chris keeps his in the truck, and that's his mobile station. He plugs it into the truck antenna. And just great with it.
As long as it works. Obviously, this little boat thing I have doesn't. So if it can handle being rough and tumble, that's what I need. So I'm all game for that.
Order it. You've got an option when you order it to get the nickel cadmium batteries or the lithium ion battery. And I think the lithium ion is a little bit more, well, it comes with a battery, don't get me wrong, okay? But we use the lithium, and we can listen and routinely talk for, I'd say probably 10, 12 hours. But I have checked into the net with it a couple of times, and you know, if I'm transmitting, putting it through a pretty good cycle, it'll last through a net when I'm really using it, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours, but that's really working it, you know. But we have no complaints with the things. They're easy to program, easy to use once you learn, you know, the Yaesu menu setup. But yeah, we haven't had an issue with them.
I'm probably going to go down and just see. Again, I was just wondering about this little boat thing, just as a backup, maybe throw my tote bag or something just for emergency if needed. But I think Yeezy, like I said, that you have, definitely I liked it. So, and it will hold up. I like that option for the lithium. Yeah, I know that will hold up a lot better.
Am I making it into the repeater? I hear a lot of static. I'm not sure if it's me or you.
So I actually thought maybe it was you with the static, but who knows.
4 months ago, I had a really good friend give my wife a handheld Yaesu. And Daniel, I think he said the thing was made in the 80s, I think, 80s or 90s. And, I mean, it's been through a lot, and it works wonderfully. So, you know, no issues as far as durability goes. But, like I said, it is old radio, but it functions just fine, and she loves it.
I dropped out there. So what was, is it the same Yaesu we're talking about?
No, it's an older model. I'm not sure what the model is, but I'm just saying Yaesu in general. It's held up, and she uses it all the time, and she absolutely loves it. Easy to operate, easy to program, and that's the thing is, I don't want to have to sit down when I need to make a change to the radio and get the instruction manual out and sit down and figure out 30 minutes of trying to figure out, okay, well, what do I need to do to get here, or what do I need to do to make this happen? And some of them are like that. I don't like that kind of thing, you know, because I like to be able to do things pretty quick. And like I said, it's not pretty. It's not a pretty radio. It doesn't do DMR and things like that, but it's pretty simple. It's not overly complicated at all, and you know me, I can't do complicated, so I'm very happy with the choice, but I'm sure there are other radios out there too. I don't want to say you in any way. You decide for yourself, but me and Chris love them.
You for at least the recommendation. I mean, like I told you before, I mean, I don't know what's good, what's bad at this point, and so any direction helps, period. So I definitely hear what you're saying, and I'm with you. I'd rather have it simple and have it where it's easy to program. That FT, the 2980s that I got, it seemed pretty easy to program, and I liked it. I have it, like I said, in my little ham shack, so I've been happy with it, just ease. Now, I didn't program a lot of stuff into it because it's mostly I use it just on the 2 meter, because that's really all it's good for anyways. But the Yaesu you're talking about that you have, the little handy, that's dual band too, correct?
It's dual band, and FM and weather. And you can set it up to National Weather Service sends out weather broadcast, it'll automatically alert and go straight to weather.
I'm not sure what you're way down in the noise. I don't know if you're in a hole out there or what. If somebody else is on, can you tell me if I have a clear signal to the repeater?
Yeah, this is KO4 APS. Yeah, I can read you loud and clear with Chad. I can barely hear him as well. I couldn't. He broke up really, really bad.
Making it into the repeater real good. It's real noisy on your end.
And I'll talk to you fellas later.
I'll catch up with you later on this. Definitely want to hear your input, so thank you. But yeah, you're way in the noise, and I can't really make out what you're saying. 4DTY, I'll be on the site.
DYKI4DOS mobile. Daniel, you... First off, you don't have to tell people you're going to be on the side. Just throw your call sign out and people know you're still listening. Just for general giggles and grins. You and Chad were talking about HTs. The Azu makes several different good models. Kenwood makes several different good models. I think you said you had a Bofang. That's a good thing to throw in your go box, you know, for... whatever, you know, it's a, to me, it's an El Cheapo. They work good, don't get me wrong. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with them, but the higher end radios work a whole lot better in a lot of situations. And Chad's right, I wouldn't get one that's hard to program. I run a Kenwood TH7. Which is a tri-band. It's 2 meter, 440, and 220. And I got it for just because it had 220 on it, and I do a little 220 work. But do a little research and make up your mind on which one you want. My son runs the Yaesu VX7R, which is a super nice little radio. And I had a VX5R, which is discontinued. They don't make those anymore. And I had some problems with it, so I sent it back to the factory once, and same problems came up again. So if they still made that, I would not recommend that particular HD.
You know what? W4NGU texted me last night.
Text on my phone.
I thought he might have shared it with you. He said it to several people. I guess you got left out. But anyhow, he had a 1972 magazine with a Yaesu FT2 advertisement in it. Boy, have we come a long way.
Right back. This is KI4DTY.
Came a long way there, Steve. I've got a couple of Radio Shack HTX202 HTs. They work real good, but they're huge and they're easy to program and all of that stuff, but all they do is 2 meters.
And do they work off crystals?
And no, they don't work off crystals. It's a fully programmable deal, and you can put the PL tones and all that stuff in there. They're good little radios. I got two of them here at the house, and I pull them out every once in a while and charge the batteries up or put a AA battery pack on them. They hold six AA batteries, and you can talk on them for a little while. Of course, you can't recharge the alkaline or the other batteries that they've got now, but it works okay.
Part of the ad on this Yaesu FT2 was the fact that you could buy extra crystals for $5.95
apiece. And years ago, that was the way to go. You know, everything was crystal controlled, and but they have gotten away from that, and which is a good thing in some respects. In others, you know, makes me think about having some of the older stuff again. I've got some old radios, and I mean, I got a real old receiver. It's a Helicrafters. No, it's not. It's a Hammerlin HQ-170, and it has a tremendous receive on it. Of course, all it is a receiver. But it's an old boat anchor tube type. The thing probably weighs close to 100 pounds.
Good. I just thought that ad was real interesting. A little bit of history. I'll tell you what. Well, and in the meantime, 10-4 back door. You have a good day there, good buddy. Gary, take it easy. We'll talk to you again soon. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear.
One thing, we don't use 10 codes on the altimeters. I know you were just joking, but anyway, you have a great day. Hope you and Dave get together and do a little flying. Hope y'all have fun. And we'll talk to you later. I've arrived at my destination, so I'm going to jump out and run in the house. KN4BWA, KN4DOS, all clear.